Watch, SNL cracks pedophilia joke about disgraced Alec Baldwin after arrest. By Joshua Kaplan on November 4, 2018. Saturday Night Live cracked a pedophilia joke during its cold open about recently arrested actor and left-wing activist Alec Baldwin this weekend, while referring to the frequent President Donald Trump critic as a disgraced former actor. SNL cast member Kate McKinnon opened the show with an offbeat impression of radio host and Fox News host Laura Ingraham, mocking the news channel's reporting on the migrant caravan marching toward the U.S.-Mexico border. Toward the skit's end, McKinnon jabbed Baldwin, absent from his usual appearance where he impersonates the president, joking, "When we come back, an update from disgraced former actor Alec Baldwin. Seen here molesting a young Boy Scout," as a photo of Adam Sandler's canteen boy and Baldwin's Scoutmaster characters flashed across the screen. Baldwin was arrested on Friday afternoon after he allegedly punching a man in Manhattan's East Village over a parking spot, according to the NYPD. Hours later, donning a gray button-down short and black pants, the 30 rock star was charged with a misdemeanor of harassment and assault at the 6th Precinct. He is scheduled to later appear before a New York City judge on the charges. In a statement released the actor's charity, the Hilaria and Alec Baldwin Foundation, the actor addressed the incident via social media, tweeting, "Normally, I would not comment on something as egregiously misstated as today's story. However, the assertion that I punched anyone over a parking spot is false. I wanted to go on the record stating as much. I realize that it has become a sport to tag people, was, many negative." Baldwin continued, "Any negative charges and defaming allegations as possible for the purposes of clickbait entertainment. Fortunately, no matter how reverberating the echoes, it doesn't make the statements true." Baldwin, a longtime progressive activist who is no stranger to making outlandish remarks about President Trump and his Make America Great agenda, urged voters last month to peacefully overthrow the government by using in the midterm election. "The way we implement change in America is through elections. We change governments here at home in an orderly and formal way," Baldwin said in his keynote speech at the New Hampshire Democratic Party's annual fall fundraising gala. "In that orderly and formal way and lawful way, we need to overthrow the government of the United States under Donald Trump. The only reason I say that is because I'd love to run for that kind of position to have things just be very common sense," he added. "There's so many things this country needs to do that are so obvious.